Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:11-12. Within the pages of the Old Testament are happenings that are examples for us. One of those great events was the deliverance of Israel from the 430-year captivity in Egypt, and later the destruction of that nation. The text before us recounts the sins that led to the destruction of Israel by God. This nation passed through the sea and ate the manna and the quail in the wilderness. Water came from a rock when they were thirsty, but with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness, 1 Corinthians 10:5. The reason for this displeasure was the lusting after evil things, idolatry, fornication, tempting Christ, and murmuring. As punishment for their transgression, they died in the wilderness even after God had delivered them. Sin has consequences. Each one is accountable for transgression. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God, Romans 14:12. The grace and goodness of God has never been a license for sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:1-2. What happened to Israel can happen to anyone. God has not made a hedge around us to keep out the evil and temptation. We must be able to overcome any assault that Satan makes on our soul. Though Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, we can be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, Galatians 1:4 and 5:1. The warning given to the churches of Galatia were that if Christ is become of no effect unto you, ye are fallen from grace, Galatians 5:4. The lesson of the wilderness wanderings by Israel is that salvation attained can become salvation lost. We must ever take heed unto ourselves that there is always before us the possibility of falling from the grace of God. The saved can become the lost. They who stand in favor with God can fall from that favor. God can become displeased with us. The warning given by heaven is, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. 2 John 8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.